Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Paxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose that God has for us. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in that process and that there place. And our there place is an Abraham walk where God sends you, commissions you, and you start on a journey, and he begins to prove you, refine you, make you, shape you for his glory. And we will always be on that there journey until we either meet Jesus or he comes to get us. So this process of what we're going through is an ongoing process where God is shaping us, making us, transforming us more and more to be like him. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're changed line upon line, precepts upon precept, glory to glory, high to high, depth to depth, faith to faith. We grow in levels and depths, dominions in God. And as we do, we see the demonstration of his word, his power, and his truth in our life. We become that salt. We become that light. We become that hope for someone else. We help change, transform, or encourage someone's life by our overcoming testimony in Jesus Christ. We have been studying in the book of Proverbs, going back to that book, grabbing all this wisdom that is in this book. This book was written by Solomon, but God downloaded his wisdom in Solomon, and it was for us to help us live lives and know how to act and be skillful in every situation, in every circumstance, knowing the wisdom that we should have. And we know that there have been times we've not always had the wisdom that we needed, and we need that wisdom in relationships and family matters and decision-making and problem-solving on our job, in our community, dealing with issues, even in the ministry. We've needed that wisdom, and we've not always walked in that wisdom, and it sometimes has cost us more than what we know. But God has given that wisdom to us so that we will be well-rounded and that we will know how to apply and live the word and live in wisdom so that we can have victory in every area. So we're going back to look at Proverbs and gain some more wisdom, and we're going to get some wisdom for decision-making. Proverbs 19 and 20 says, "Listen to advice and accept instructions, and in the end you will be wise." Every person sooner or later discovers that basically that they're going to need help in life. They're going to need help in solving problems, being happy, learning how to live, how to be successful in so many areas. So we're going to need wisdom. We're going to need to get advice, godly advice. We're going to need counsel. So God has set it up that there will be always someone there, whether it's a pastor or someone else who's walking in great wisdom that is a believer. And we're going to be able to get what we need and help direct our paths and direct ourselves. The word of God itself is a tool that we can always go to and grab and get what we need. But God has also put people around us that is able to give us sound wisdom that will help lead us into places where we're going to see good success. Proverbs 14 and 12 says, "There's a way that seems right to a man, but at the end it leads to death." Another translation says destruction. So I believe that there's always a path that seemeth right. People always think that they know the path that is right, even those who are unbelievers. And they may have some success when they begin, but if it does not lead to godliness, righteousness, or to the Lord, it would always end in destruction. It would always end in a place or in an area that doesn't profit them, because that part of their life is suffering. Something in their life is lacking. Something is missing because they have not made Jesus the center of it. But with us, we believe that if we do it his way and we listen to him, we're going to have good success. So that's what we want. We want to have good success. God realizes that we are basically blind men stumbling around, and we need his life. We need his help. We need his promise to guide us. And Isaiah 42 and 16 says this. It says, "I will lead the blind by the way that they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them, and make the Rome The rugged place is smooth. There are things I will do and will not do, and I will not forsake them. And so this lets us understand that God will not forsake us. Even when we're stumbling around, he's going to make us see. He's going to cause us to have light. He's going to cause us to be aware. He's going to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway if we allow him to be. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. The first requirement God basically lets us understand is that we have to trust. If we're going to get his counseling, we got to trust him. If we're going to get and receive his word, we've got to trust him. So there's a trust that is required. That trust means that I'm now putting everything that I know with confidence in you, God, knowing that you won't fail me, you won't leave me, that you know who I am and where I'm going and the destiny that you have for me. And as I trust you and not try to figure this out, lean to my own understanding, doing it my way without your counsel, without your guidance, I'm going to have the good success that you tell me that I'm going to have. I'm going to have what you've already preordained for my life if I trust you. So we've got to learn how to trust God's counsel, trust God's word. Trust is born out of personal relationship with God. So your personal relationship with him has to grow. It has to. You have to get closer to him. You have to get in his word, get in his presence. You have to consult him for his guidance and decision-making and life lessons and what to do and how to do things. And as you begin to rely on him and depend on him more and more, he will give you the wisdom that you need to walk through some things and to give you that counsel that you need to solve some problems. So we have to learn how to trust God out of our personal relationship. And, you know, we learn how to trust people the more we know them, the more we get around them, the more we learn them. So it's the same way with God. He's got a proven record with us. He's trustworthy because he's done what no one else can do. No one else could save us but him. So he's trustworthy. Proverbs 30:5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him first. So we need to put our trust in the Lord. The guidance for faith is this. It's only by faith that we can allow God's guidance to be in our life, that we can follow God's guidance. So our faith is key, and even in our trust relationship with the Lord, it's the key. So as we trust God, as we learn to allow him to be God in our lives and trust his guidance by faith, he's going to lead us through any area, any circumstances that what we go through. If we're going through a desert, he's going to be there. If we're going through a wilderness, he's going to be there. If we're on the mountaintop, he's going to be there. If we're in the valley, he's going to be there. If everything in our life is great, he's still going to be there. But his guidance is needed throughout any place, area, season that we find ourselves. We still need the guidance of God. We still need the counsel and the wisdom of God. So our faith is key. No matter what season we find ourselves, we still have to trust and depend on God. We still have to do that. Every Christian sometimes think that they have the answers to problems. I know I've done it. And so I've leaned to my own understanding and not relied on God. And sometimes it was okay, and then sometimes it wasn't. So God is saying, I'm not trying to make you so that you can't know what dress to put on. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, Lord, should I buy this stock? Should I invest here? Should we move here? Should I take this job? How do I deal with my team? How do I deal with the problems my spouse is having? How do I deal with things on the job? How can I make my community better? What direction do you want me to take ministry? We're talking about God leading us in things that we know, and then the Holy Spirit will lead us, even stop us from going sometimes in a direction at home, to our route on home, maybe delaying us with the light or something else because there's something that might try to destroy our lives, or hinder us, or stop us, prevent us from going somewhere that God wants us to go. So even in that, the Holy Spirit is there. God's wisdom is there to make sure our life is preserved, that the way that we take is the way that he wants us to take, that we don't go in a direction, especially when we know that we're saying, God, for you I live, for you I die. It's you that I want to please, you I want to serve. I'm looking to you, the author and the finisher of my faith. when we say that, then God is saying, I'm going to back up my word with you because you've committed to my way. You're committed to serve me with all of your heart. So therefore, I'm going to be there to give you what you need and show you my goodness, show you my love, show you my protection and my provision in your life. So as we do this, we're going to see God himself moving in our lives. Proverbs 8 and 17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. So in this seeking and this love relationship, God is going to do some great things in your life, and you have to trust that, and you have to trust his counsel in your decision-making. You got to trust his leading. And if you've never done that before, it's a good time to start to say, okay, God, show me how to trust you in my life, everyday life, and decisions that I make. What is best for me? I don't want to walk through the wilderness. I don't want to keep going around in circles. I don't want to keep repeating the same mistakes. I don't want to allow my family or things in my life to suffer because I'm not seeking after your counsel, your wisdom in these areas and problem solving on my job, how I handle things. So we have to really seek after the Lord and say, Lord, show me, teach me how to trust you and hear your voice. Hear what you're saying to me in everyday matters that I'm not making mistakes that will cause me either now or in the future. So we want to make sure we do that. We want to acknowledge God and not acknowledge his wisdom. Proverbs 3 and 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Acknowledging God is in all of our ways is not bringing God our ideas, our thoughts, our solution, and then saying, bless it, God. Make it prosper, God. Make it work. That's not what it is. It's saying, God, I'm humbling myself. I'm submitting myself. I'm bowing myself before you. I'm recognizing that your power, your presence is greater. You know all things. You're all wise, all knowing, all see God. You know everything. So therefore, I'm depending on you to help walk me through the places in my life that I can't see. As it is in heaven, let it be in earth. Father, you rule heaven. I'm giving you permission to come in and step in my life and rule some stuff that I can't rule, shape some things, do some things. I need your help. And it's us submitting ourselves to him. When we say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name. That kingdom come, that will be done. We're giving God permission when we pray that prayer that Jesus said, this is how you should pray. When we pray that prayer, we now give God permission to enter into the dominion that he says belongs to us. He says, you rule the earth as I rule heaven. I'm giving you dominion on the earth. I'm giving you power here. But because we don't know everything, we can't see everything, and we need God's wisdom, we're now giving him permission to interfere, and we're receiving that wisdom that God has, that leading that God gives, so that we will be able to be successful in every area of our life, whether it's small or great. It's still going to be success that's going to give God and get God very much all of the glory if we allow him to do that. So we want that. We want that. Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I want God, because he's higher, to give me everything that I need so that I can have good success in all that I do for his glory. He's entrusted us. When you understand that he's entrusted you with a family, with children, with a marriage, with being a good steward, with being a good neighbor, with showing him, he's entrusted us with so much. So because he has, I need his leading and guidance so that I'm a good steward over everything that he's put in my hands, the work of my hands, everything, not just over money or ministry, but everything, how I do my career, my profession, how I treat people, how I live in the community, how I live my life over spouses, children, over how I even look at the earth and do things concerning the earth. I want to be a good steward. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there. I pray that you have an awesome, wonderful day and that you're taking this wisdom in and that you're applying it to your life in many, many areas and seeing God's greatness manifest in ways that you could never, ever explain. Have an awesome week. We'll be back tomorrow, but just know that you are a victorious conqueror and through him you win. Take that wisdom and apply it in Jesus' name.